How warm will it get in the winter? Like
on a good day, freezing. 32. Yeah.
Yeah. That is a good day. And what about the heat in like the summer?
There again, growing up, you know, I think 85 was an average summer temperature. Mm-hmm. And if it hit 85, it would have been really, really hot. The last few years, we've seen 90 degrees yeah. and above as early as early June. Whereas the hot temperatures are always saved for August, you know, when things are that very hot anymore.
What about, it gets pretty chilly at night here, though, mm-hmm. right?
Still. I think the last few nights it's been around like 45.
Wow. So that's a 45-degree range. Okay. Yeah. That's something. Do you know what the growing season is thought of to be here?
If you're an optimist, from April to through October.
Yeah.
If you're realistic, you'd say mid-May to the 1st of September.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay. Do you get any summer storms? You said you don't get a lot of hail. But
not a lot of hail. As a kid growing up, rain every day. There were constant puddles all summer long. Mm. We don't even get a lot of rain. In fact, we're in a drought.
Yeah.
But not really. Electrical storms, thunderstorms, mm-hmm. a lot of wind.
Okay.
Oh, goody. That's about it.
In the winter, you just get some snowstorms.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of sleet sometimes in the early season, you know, when it
right.
can't decide if it wants to rain or snow.
Right. Do you hear about anybody getting frostbite around here at all?
My dad was actually frostbitten as a boy,
right.
and he grew up here, but not lately. Well, yes, lately. About 6 years ago, a bunch of people went out partying by Pot Mountain, and I don't know whether they were so stoned they couldn't get out, but it was freezing cold, and the girl, four of her toes, two on each foot, were frostbitten.
She was in
there. Pardon me?
Did she lose in there?
No, I don't think they had to be amputated, but they're pretty much useless.
Wow. What was the name of the mountain?
Pot.
Why is it called that?
I think because that's where a lot of drug deals go down.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Is that the name that everybody has pretty much accepted as?
Uh-huh. Wow. Pot Mountain.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that?
Just kind of southwest here.
Interesting. Is that still considered Manassas?
Yes. Well, yeah, there is some old Spanish names that, you know, for little settlements, but it's just Manassas to me.
Yeah,
I couldn't tell you.
Right. There's some sort of bizarre little settlements mm-hmm. right there, if I remember mm-hmm. correctly.
Well, you remember. And so Pot Mountain just fits right in.
Okay. Yeah. What about, do you have what is called a hard freeze here at all? Is that term?
A hard freeze is a black frost. Anything that will lay your crop down on the ground.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's something that's during the season.
Yes. Okay. Well, we had a black frost here the 8th of June about 8-9 years ago.
That's rough.
And I mean, my flowers that were up next to the house and partially protected were just black and on the ground.
What does a farmer do when that happens?
He picks himself up and brushes himself off and either starts again or takes the loss.
Yeah. Is there something you could, maybe there's some sort of crop you could just try to salvage?
I think a lot of our farmers anymore have insurance that covers losses like that.
When it does snow here, is it pretty wet or is it dry snow?
It's usually a wet, real clumpy snow.
Okay.
Good snowman snow. Sticky.
Do you have what is called a thaw? Can we use that term?
Well, if we ever get any real cold that would freeze anything, a thaw. I think probably more so there again as a kid would be what post-winter, pre-spring,